RSM Central's Form Express.
They're racing at Ararat this afternoon. Let's hear what Warren Huntley had to say regarding his best bets.
Try and launch into the first race one, number six, Lily Allay, as the best. Thought the value was the last. Race eight, number five, Euphigenia. Wide in the first leg of the quaddy, 1, 2, 4, 6, and 7. Second leg, 2, 5, and 6. Third leg, 1, 2, 4, and 5. Home with numbers 5, 8, and 10. Play of the days and all up the win. Race 1, number 6, Lily Allay. Into race 6, number 2, Furlaxing.
Here's Henry Dwyer on the chances of Kasami in the first race.
I think she's probably slightly in need of the run. She's had 3 trials, but sort of had a decent laugh for each one. She's a big gross sort of mare, so I reckon this will bring her on again. Paddy Payne's horse, Lily Allay, looks pretty smart. It was pretty good first up in a decent race. The third horse won in Adelaide the other day, and the winners run well again. So, I'd be thinking she'd be running second or third.
Best bets for Shane Montgomery at Tamworth today. Race 6, horse number 3, American Anthem. And his best value is race 3, horse 5, Come On and Love Me. Quaddy numbers in saddlecloth order. First leg, 2, 4, 8 and 13. Second leg, 3, 4, 11 and 14. Third leg, 3, 5, 7 and 8. And in the fourth leg, 3, 5, 9 and 12. Shepherd and Harness Racing tonight with Lachie McIntosh, and he joins us now. G'day, Lachie.
G'day, Gareth.
How do we back a winner there at Shep?
Look, I come up with a couple that I hope could win in race 6, number 7, Don't Touch the Duco, one of the Chris Lang stable. It's a trotter, handles stand start normally really well. She was impressive winning last time out at Maryborough, ran some very quick closing sectionals through the last mile, and I thought a similar performance. We'll see him winning this, so that's race 6, number 7, Don't Touch the Duco. It's about 220 or thereabouts with the tab. And the other one was in race 9, number 2, the Rock God. This horse has been racing really well for Juanita Breen. Gets a good alley tonight, back in class. Been running around in Breeders' Crown heats and keeping up and running some really good sectionals, albeit out the back. He's already been snapped up $1.85 into $1.70, but I think he'll be winning as well. Race 9, number 2, you might be able to couple them up for some value. Quaddy will go 1, 2, 3, 7, 10, 11 in the first leg. It's a wide race. 4, 7, 8 look the main chances. You can narrow it down to the 7 there. Don't Touch the Duco. The 3 won out in the third leg, and then I thought the 5 and the 7 were the two main chances in the last leg of the quaddy, Gareth.
Good on you, Lachie. Thanks for that.
No worries. Good luck.
There's Lachie McIntosh there. Georgie Ferugia joins us now to preview the meetings in Victoria. G'day, George. In the Dogs, of course.
G'day, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. Looking forward to catching up with Jack Smith, of course. He prepares Jungle Juice, Feral Frankie fame, and they've made their way into the Tab Phoenix after causing a little bit of an upset in that voting in the Greyhound Racing New South Wales top vote getter there to represent that slot there in the Tab Phoenix, which was interesting.
Finished like Chautauqua, Gareth, to get over the line. But first things first, we'll go to Horsham. Race 4, number 8, a Greyhound called Get It Back. Gareth's only had the 3 starts. It was a good win at Bendigo in around the 24.10. It was also a good placing since then. Don't mind where it's drawn out here today, and I'm happy to have a bit of a play. Race 4, number 8. Quaddy numbers number 4, 1 out in the first leg, into 1 and 4, into 1, 2, 4 and 8, into 1, 4, 7 and 8 to bring us home. Warrigal tonight. Race 11, number 5, Brother Bearing for Gus Selkrig. So the 2 starts back from a spell at Healesville, where it went impressively with 2 good placings, Gareth. This greyhound's got a real touch of class, and I think it can offset the box draw here. Race 11, number 5. Quaddy numbers 1, 2, and 5 into 1, 6, and 8, into 1, 4, and 7, into number 3 to bring us home.
Good on you, George. Thanks for that.
No worries, mate.
There's Georgie Ferugia there. We'll catch up with Georgie in about 5 minutes' time there for Off the Leash.